On the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Blessed Mother is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe. Then she changed to Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, Praise be to Jesus. As always, tonight I come seeking your welfare, which is your peace, your joy, and holy love in the midst of your hearts. It is possible to have these things in your hearts even during these evil times, if you live for love of God and others. Any other affection leads to a false sense of security. You need to understand me when I tell you these things, for I am your mother who loves you. In the world, and in this country especially, you are losing your religious freedom in the name of civil liberties. You must care about this, otherwise all your founding fathers fought for will slip through your fingers. The truths of the Bill of Rights and your Constitution have been twisted into weapons in the hands of evil. You must care, dear children. If you do not care, God cannot help you. Dear children, I am calling you to be the light of truth in an ever-darkening world. Satan has succeeded in defrauding many nations out of sound moral standards. He uses legislation to condone heinous sins such as abortion and same-sex marriages. Now he is aggressively attacking public displays of Christianity. Dear children, pray for holy boldness. It is only with holy boldness you can be as aggressive in protecting the truth as Satan is in promoting his lies. I, your mother and refuge, am with you in this battle. I desire that all peoples and all nations unite in an effort to unite to return the light of truth to the heart of the world. God's commandments must be upheld civilly and morally in order for truth to be victorious. In this way, hearts would no longer hold hidden agendas. Ideologies would not be in conflict. Families would be united as God chooses. Bishop would no longer oppose bishop. Dear children, be united in prayer for this my intention, the victory of truth in hearts and in the world. For I tell you, until this victory is realized, Satan will continue to manifest his power. Dear children, you are mistaken if you believe that the sins of abortion, euthanasia, and same-sex marriages affect only individuals. Every sin affects the entire cosmos and the future of the world. You cannot, through arrogant choices, change God's divine will for you. When you choose to cooperate with Satan, God places new and harsher burdens upon the heart of mankind. Then you experience unjust leadership, economic problems, wars, and the mounting threat of terrorism. Your protection from all this is to live in holy love, which is righteousness and truth itself. Tonight, my little children, I invite you to allow Jesus to come alive in your hearts. Then you will be able to bring the New Jerusalem to all you meet. Let God's divine will shine through you as the light of holy love. Be at peace in the midst of disbelief and persecution. For when you allow love to permeate your very being, I, your Heavenly Mother, am embracing you. Dear children, once again tonight I remind you that I have come for your welfare. I do not come to lead you into danger, but away from danger. Therefore, realize that you will only have peace in the world when people choose peace through holy love. I'm sending angels out into the crowd now to collect petitions from hearts now, which I will take to heaven with me and lay them upon the altar of my son's heart. Tonight, my dear little children, once again I impart to you my blessing of holy love.